Highbridge Audio presents Mirror Lake by Thomas Christopher Green. Read for you by Christopher Burns.
Chapter 1. My name is Nathan Carter. Let me say that even though this story does not concern me, not directly, anyway, I feel an obligation to tell it, because it was told to me, and it is the type of story that needs to be told to others, especially now that all the principals are dead. Sometimes in life, as we all know, our experiences collide with another person's in a manner that can only be considered fate, something larger than happenstance, an intermingling of otherwise disparate lives for a greater purpose. Such was the case, I believe, with my connection to Wallace Fisk, a man whose world should never, under normal circumstances, have come into touch with my own, a man from a different era, from an era that no longer exists in America, except in the small corners and margins of rural life. It was the summer of 1996, and I had had several seemingly unrelated cathartic experiences in a row, the most notable of which, the death of my father by an untimely heart attack, sent me reeling and scrambling out of Boston, where I had lived for the 10 years since I left college, sent me north, to the green mountains and valleys of northern Vermont. In Boston, I had been an itinerant student and waiter, someone who, in the language of my class, never seemed to get his act together. I was also a serial monogamist.